He drew back until the apartment building which stood at the north end of the court cut off his view of the Dean brothers and their view of him. He leaned against the wall and listened to the thump of the ball on the court. Soon Henry was puffing like Charlie the Choo-Choo going up a steep hill. He would be a smoker, of course. Guys like Henry were always smokers. The game took almost 10 minutes, and by the time Henry claimed victory, the street was filled up with other home-going kids. A few gave Jake curious glances as they passed by. "Good game, Henry," Eddie said.
"Not bad," Henry panted. "You're still falling for the old head fake."
"Sure he is," Jake thought. "I think he'll go on falling for it until he's gained about 80 pounds. Then you might get a surprise."
"I guess I am. Hey, Henry, can't we please go look at the place?"
"Yeah, why not? Let's do it."
"All right,"
Eddie yelled. There was the smacking sound of flesh on flesh, probably Eddie giving his brother a high five.
"Boss, you go on up to the apartment. Tell Mom we'll be in by 4:30, quarter of five. But don't say anything about the mansion. She'd have a shit fit. She thinks it's haunted, too." "You want me to tell her we're going over Dewey's?"
Silence as Henry considered this.
"Nah, she might call Mrs. Bunkowski. Tell her we're going down to Dolly's to get Hood C. Rocket. She'll believe that. Ask her for a couple of bucks, too." "She won't give me any money, not 2 days before payday."
"Bullshit, you can get it out of her. Go on now."
"Okay."
But Jake didn't hear Eddie moving.
"Henry?"
"What?" Impatiently.
"Is the mansion haunted, do you think?"
Jake sidled a little closer to the playground. He didn't want to be noticed, but he strongly felt that he needed to hear this.
"Nah, there ain't no real haunted houses. Just in the fucking movies."
"Oh." There was unmistakable relief in Eddie's voice.
"But if there ever was one," Henry resumed. Perhaps he didn't want his little brother feeling too relieved, Jake thought. "It'd be the mansion. I heard that a couple of years ago, two kids from Norwood Street went in there to bump uglies, and the cops found them with their throats cut and all the blood drained out of their bodies. But there wasn't any blood on them or around them. Get it? The blood was all gone."
"You shitting me?"
Eddie breathed.
"Nope.
But that wasn't the worst thing."
"What was?"
"Their hair was dead white," Henry said. The voice that drifted to Jake was solemn. He had an idea that Henry wasn't teasing this time, that this time he believed every word he was saying. He also doubted that Henry had brains enough to make such a story up.
"Both of them. And their eyes were wide open and staring, like they saw the most gross, awful thing in the world."
"Aw, give me a break," Eddie said. But his voice was soft, awed.
"You still want to go?"
"Sure. As long as we don't, you know, have to get too close."
"Then go see Mom. And try to get a couple of bucks out of her. I need cigarettes. Take the fucking ball up, too."
Jake drifted backward and stepped into the nearest apartment building entryway just as Eddie came out through the playground gate. To his horror, the boy in the yellow T-shirt turned in Jake's direction. "Holy crow," he thought, dismayed. "What if this is his building?"
It was. Jake just had time to turn around and began to scan the names beside the rank of buzzers before Eddie Dean brushed past him so close that Jake could smell the sweat he had worked up on the basketball court. He half-sensed, half-saw the curious glance the boy tossed in his direction. Then Eddie was in the lobby and headed for the elevators, with his school pants bundled under one arm and the scuffed basketball under the other. Jake's heart was thudding heavily in his chest. Shadowing people was a lot harder in real life than it was in the detective novels he sometimes read. He crossed the street and stood between two apartment buildings half a block up. From here, he could see both the entrance to the Dean Brothers building and the playground. The playground was filling up now, mostly with little kids. Henry leaned against the chain link, smoking a cigarette and trying to look full of teenage angst. Every now and then he would stick out a foot as one of the little kids bolted toward him at an all-out run, and before Eddie returned, he had succeeded in tripping three of them. The last of these went sprawling, full length, smacking his face on the concrete, and ran, wailing, up the street with a bloody forehead. Henry flicked his cigarette butt after him and laughed cheerfully. "Just an all-around fun guy," Jake thought.
After that, the little kids wised up and began giving him a wide berth. Henry strolled out of the playground and down the street to the apartment building Eddie had entered 5 minutes before. As he reached it, the door opened and Eddie came out. He had changed into a pair of jeans and a fresh T-shirt. He had also tied a green bandana, the same one he had been wearing in Jake's dream, around his forehead. He was waving a couple of dollar bills triumphantly. Henry snatched them, then asked Eddie something. Eddie nodded, and the two boys set off. Keeping half a block between himself and them, Jake followed.